The ghost of Catholic past. Yes, James.
What I'm about to say you're highly allergic to, and I deeply apologize for that. I also sense there is an incredible gift for us, if you have the courage to answer.
Do you feel a setup? Yeah, do go on.
There is a sharing of yours on the web that's still my preferred. It's called A View from Above the Forest. Regina alluded to it in her comments yesterday, which you expanded on briefly. I'm deeply, deeply interested in your response to these queries, because I think each of us has a mission of some sort that our soul is calling us to, and we want to know life in its absolute fullest, as expressed by the highest expression that we've ever known. This is not to build up your ego, because that's impossible, because it doesn't exist. But what I'd like you to consider is, if you would answer the simple question, and I'll expand on it too. Number one, who are you? And as an extension, how do you and where do you find yourself expressing in terms of the realms, dimensions, and all other elements that we all have some awareness of, because we're in the 3D. But I'm deeply curious, as it relates to a gift for us to see who we truly can become, reaching our highest potential, as you mentioned a few minutes ago.
Well, you realize, Jimmy, I'll never talk to you again. regretfully, I feel moved to respond to the question. And the only reason, obviously, I say regretfully is that's a question I sidestep consistently. One, because it doesn't have a good answer. I mean, it does not have an answer that satisfies or is either big enough, deep enough, etc., to really bespeak it. But two, because usually when that question is asked, it's asked from the position of honoring me as that, but not from the position of recognizing that is also in whoever's asking the question. And so I tend not to answer it, because I don't want to reinforce an empowerment here with an implied disempowerment there. So that's the other reason. But frankly, as you ask the question, even though I'll never speak to you again, as you ask the question, I really feel like there's a, to use the old word, there's a download here. I feel like there's a gift. There's a baby in that bathwater that wants to either awaken in its own way in us, and or kind of tuck itself in there, plant itself in a seed form for future reference or something like that. So I'll give it a shot. So my sense of me is, and you've kind of heard me say this, that I don't have a past and I may not have a future. The I, who am I, that whatever is this level of creation, it pulled me out of nothing. It pulled me out of the quantum ethers, if you will. It asked directly or indirectly, it asked for someone to, number one, be a kind of a new age presence, and I don't mean new age in the airy-fairy sense of the term, but a presence of a kind of light that's not quite been here before. to a presence that has the calling to be present to every human being on the planet in a way that's very healing and nurturing and freeing. And then three, to come and, now watch out, this is a setup, three, a presence who is here to gather to himself certain people who are themselves primed for, called to, and open to being their version of that. And so it's in that context that I feel like asking the question or answering the question. So I feel like I plopped into creation out of nothing, took on this form, spent a lot of years, like all of us, just struggling in the human stuff of it all, and fully embodying humanness as we have known it, then, and I'm going to go through this quickly, I hope, then embodying in my Catholic years, and especially moving up to be a priest, embodying what for the last 2,000 years has been one of the dominant sort of religious, not just paradigms, but translators of gifts into the planet, so that I could, one, walk through humanity and sort of get kicked around by that like all of us do, two, try that version of, but in and through it, the collective religious approach, only to kind of teach its essence, but outgrow it and move on. And then move into a lot of years of psychology, where I got into the whole mental, emotional, conscious, subconscious, not just healing and awakening through that modality, but belief system and effort to free oneself. So I got called here as a freer, and it's interesting, here we are in a year about freedom. And so did that, graduated from that, moved into spirituality. I'm skipping a few other little things, like my world peace years and the whole philosophical thing, but moved into spirituality. Same thing, live that from all the kind of the Eastern and Western traditions of that, only again to kind of wade through it all and then free myself from whatever the limitations of the ways that's done happen to be. And in all that, I discovered in every one of those systems that, from a baby in bathwater point of view, the baby of each of those systems is very pure and could take anyone through that that pure conduit into freedom, and yet there's the bathwater part. So I feel like I got called from that angle too, and then I'm going to go spiritually here. Well, no. So religiously, I did all the myths and archetypes of religion. Psychologically, I did all of the myths and archetypes of the subconscious and unconscious, and not just freed myself, but was somehow allowed to have mastery in relation to all of these realms. And then spiritually, the same thing. In the baby in the bathwater, I have, as you know, enormous respect for everything spiritual, and am I spiritual? Certainly. But the spiritual paradigms, the spiritual traditions, the spiritual beliefs, all of that, I find are both helpful and unhelpful. In the spiritual realm, I am nothing. I am the light field, and truly I live as fully, completely, powerfully in the light, as I do in this three-dimensional space. In fact, probably more. And so I am that in all of its dimensions, in all of its realms and possibilities, in all of its grace, in all of its giftedness, in its mystery, in its magic. So that's been not just a specialization for me, but I live there. I am that light. So I am nothing. I am that light. And truly, I say this with enormous respect for all traditions, I am the divine. So that essence, sort of there's nothingness, then there's isness in essence, then there's allness in light. So I am the essence of that allness, which is, just as all of that is in its simplicity, which we tend to call God or the divine, I'm that's here. So with that comes an authority to create, just all the things we assign to God. So I'm all of that. And then I want to put a kind of a last focus on it. For me, it's been imperative to be 100% human, for me to transcend humanity or humanness in any way. Has been a no-no. It's just nothing in here allows that. So to have explored every facet of my humanness, but to unite with and become an archetypal human, to become a total human being. So there's nothing here that's absent anything human, side by side with and united with all the others. And then I could go deeper and go earthy, and I am the earth, etc. I am the universe. So I'm all of that, and I think what makes the question a little difficult to answer is we tend to think in terms of either or. It's like, well, is he this or is he that? Are you this or are you that? And I'm really all of that. I guess I'm going to add one more. So what happened this morning and what's been happening all year, but what's really going to present itself full-time around about January 1st, is this other something for me to become that's kind of been here, but it's been on the back burner while I've been about other things. And so that'll be a something else that I am. Then I'm going to add one more thing around the question of, you know, what about this after death thing, even though it's a moot question at the moment. I feel like after death, we become all of the above. Except for the human part, we exit out the, I'm going to call it the sense of separation, the limitation, and the body, and the for the most part, the emotion. And we are that humanness in its totally expansive, free form. But then I'll come back to me and then bring it back to that. I'm all of those at the same time. So in unity, there is strength of that kind of thing. So for me, back to your question about expression, I will express in any given point any one of those or any combination of those, but really I'm expressing the totality of those, but using a language or using an energy or using a light that is much more the vocal cords, if you will, of that particular whatever. So a lot of times this week we've done quiet time. That's really not a human level expressiveness, if you will. It's either light or it's essence or it's that quantum emptiness, nothingness, that translates. It has its own language. So being, and I say this with the humility that I feel it deserves, being all of that, and then being allowed to be a master of all of that. Because for me, those are two things. One, I can become the light, but then for me, the next step was to be initiated into the power of the light, or the love of the light, or the right to gift this realm with those. So that's the masterful quality of that. So all of those I have styles of mastery about. And then comes the calling for using that presence, that identity, and that mastery in whatever ways. And this is why I've drawn to myself people who are not homogeneous. I mean, homogeneous is like a lot of spiritual systems. It's like, okay, we gather together around transcendental meditation, for example, just because some of you are familiar with that. Like, oh, okay, let's have the transcendent experience. And that becomes the pathway, that becomes the goal, in a sense. And for me, yep, there are a number of people who find me to help them with exactly that. But there are gobs of other people whose inner language is everywhere else. So when I say I'm here to be the archetypal human, I mean that in terms of humanness, but in terms of the presence and the gift. So I feel like I occupy every source that people need. So I get to hang out with people, and not recently, but with drug addicts and all the slithering creatures. That is so cool, that are around the planet. And I get to hang out with psychologically oriented people, business oriented people, politically oriented people, and to not just honor each of those worlds, but to recognize those are worlds. There's a baby in the bathwater of every one of those, and whether it's from a point of view of freedom or healing or empowerment or whatever, there's a language there. And so for me to take any of this and all of this and be the translator of it into that language. So somebody in this language field could say, oh, Bill is this. Somebody in that language field could say, oh, Bill is that. And the truth is, I'm all of that. And I recognize that a point of, not a lot of, but some amount of confusion for some people over the years is, but wait a minute, he told me this, how could he tell you that? He told me I was an apple. He's telling you you're an orange. Hey, he's lying somewhere. Which one of us is right? That kind of a thing. So to try to put all that together, I feel like I'm called from beyond to embody everything that relates to human freedom, to download and install, to be a translator of those gifts in various languages that speak to various people wherever they are, in a way that is about a fresh, modern-day version of light and love into human consciousness, so that light and love can be deposited there internally in humanity and in each one of us who is our own version of exactly that. And that's the point that means the most to me, actually, that each of us is our own version of that. And we might language it very, very differently, but if we say that there's no accident, that we all just kind of crashed together here in this pad, I think the non-accident aspect of it is, wow, it's not just, gee, I'm coming to Bill because he's got all these gifts, etc., but we're getting together because I'm a part of that. I'm a part of what humanity reached out for into that nothingness and called to itself. And so I'm very, you know, I'm not serious about too many things, but I'm very serious about my statement that whatever's here becomes you. It just through osmosis or whatever, like this morning, it becomes a part of you. And both, it becomes a part of you both in the context of your identity, like who am I, and in the context of mastery. So the big speech I was going to give this morning, really, but I feel like most of us kind of, as we were sharing, we kind of gave ourselves that speech. But the big speech this morning was going to be an invitation, and in a sense, for some of us, a challenge. And that is, wow, you know, as we end this year, wouldn't it be interesting if, and I feel like most of us are there already, if what emerged out of this year of freedom is the freedom to be 100% in and as the self that we are, with all the gifts that are natural, with all the gifts that have accumulated through our life and through this year and through this week, and so totally be that. So I feel like for me to share a little bit of my own journey, I come from a background of just from my good old human childhood, a lot of insecurity, a lot of needing approval, a lot of whatever. So the journey from that to being 100% self-contained and just not having an orientation to look outside of myself, it's been a phenomenal breakthrough journey. And so I'm using me as an example of that because that's one of the images I have for every one of us, that in whatever way we might lessen our own connectedness to ourself, we might just not let ourselves know the truth that's in here, in whatever way we might just sort of let old habits, those permissive habits we were talking about before lunch, sort of keep us wallowing perhaps in a certain kind of stuck modality, that all that gives way. And that's been one of my images through the whole year. And it gives way to you being totally who you are, powerfully grounded in who you are, with, again, the word of the morning, that courage and that authority. And there's got to be another word for that I don't have, something that just places you in that full self that you really, really came here to be, both for yourself and for the world. So in the passing over of these gifts, one of the really big gifts, and it really was there big time this morning, and I feel like through this, it's the icing on the cake of it is there, is having moved from sense of smallness, sense of littleness, sense of not enoughness, and on and on and on and on, sense of fear, to a, wow, it's really time for me to be me. And that's the gift. And I don't think I could give anybody a bigger gift. To say that one other way, I see, just from my own cute little eyes, I see each one of us as a whole new concept, as amazing. I mean, really, as here, one of the, you know, each of us, the among the most special of creations, and special for us, but special for this planet. So as I sort of step back and sort of let the me and the gifts and the aspects of me kind of be out there for your all-knowing soul to take them in, one of the biggest gifts is the doing it with knowing, doing it with sureness, doing it with conviction, doing it with courage, doing it with sort of a non-debate based, non-butt clause oriented, this is me, I am me, and I am the me with all the gifts I need, and it's time for me to put that out there in whatever way is just guided from inside. So, did that come close to what you were looking for?
It was a good start.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good. Let me just do my